Welcome back to our pregame show, the section semifinals tonight with the Hayward Hurricanes taking on Rice Lake. Becky Kukowski, the coach of the Hayward Hurricanes, is here coming off a win over Northwestern on Saturday night over at Amory. 3-0. I'm sure that must have raised a few eyebrows when people saw that, and maybe even while you were watching it.
I think everybody from the Hayward standpoint was kind of confused and wondering what was going on. We really went into that game expecting a 5-game point-for-point match, and the girls just really took control right away. They seemed very calm. They knew what they needed to do, and they did it, and it was a very quick match.
Natalie Williamson, when I was talking to her after the game, mentioned how good the passing was on Saturday, and as Kevin and I were talking on the way over here, mentioned one ball where Lindsay Teipel had just hit the heck out of it, and then it was right to Morgan Lee, and she just dug it and had the arms out. It was just a perfect pass, like it was no big deal. That's going to be the kind of a thing that really deflates the team that hit it and helps the team that dug it.
It does. It's a huge digs get underrepresented or underappreciated. They're so important, and they're such a momentum builder for the team. And it's really fun for us, you know, especially against a good hitter like Teipel, to get a great big dig like that. It gets really everybody excited.
And that's the things people may not recognize is that while Ashley Hager, the Libra, will get a lot of them, a lot of times it's like in that same cross-court hit where it'll be power hitter against power hitter, where it's Morgan Lee or Amy McDonald getting those, and they'll get more than their fair share of digs, too.
They do, and I've noticed in the last few weeks they've really been getting a lot of balls, and I don't know if that's, you know, that they're positioned in where those hitters like to be, or if, you know, the teams have identified Ashley as somebody who's going to get a good dig and they've gone away from her. It could be a combination of things, but it's really nice for them to get a chance to get a touch on the ball like that. It gives them some confidence. And it does. It gets everybody going.
And it does get in the head of people on the other side of the net.
It does. It's intimidating for the big hitter to get dug so easily like that. And, you know, for Morgan or Ashley or Amy or anybody who's digging, to make it look that easy, it really frustrates the hitter.
And on the offensive side for you on Saturday, Natalie continued to have another strong game in the middle, and Amy McDonald had another big game, too, on the outside.
They really are strong right now. I feel like we have a very well-rounded offense. You know, in the middle we're strong. Macy does some nice stuff on the right side, and then with Morgan and Amy on the left, we're very, very rounded and very strong. Natalie played out of her mind on Saturday. She did a really nice job. She hasn't had that many kills all year. She just did a really fantastic job. She's coming into her own as a hitter. She's been really much better as a blocker this year, but all of a sudden we're getting a combination of hitting and blocking from her that we haven't seen, and it's really very good timing.
Something else that is to be congratulated on for everybody, 5 of your 7 regulars on the all-conference team, Amy and Morgan Lee and Ashley Hager on the first team, and Natalie Williamson, Tatum Lee on the second team.
That was really exciting. You know, we went into the conference discussion about that, and I just felt, you know, I only nominate players that I feel really deserve it, and I believe that all 5 of them truly are some of the strongest players in the conference.
Maybe somebody can get some All-State recognition, too.
Well, we'll take it one game at a time and one thing at a time, but that's always, you know, a nice bonus, I guess. The winning games is the most important part for us, and those individual recognitions are just bonus.
And speaking of that, the main line of business tonight is going to be taking on Rice Lake, a team that you played very early in the season, winning at their place.
And a lot can change between now and then. You know, lots of people have been saying, oh, you beat them already. Well, it doesn't matter. It's tournament time, and everything is different right now. You know, they've gotten better, we've gotten better. We may have different tendencies, they may have different tendencies. So we're expecting a tough game.
I would imagine being ready for the 4-set and 5-set kind of thing is what you're going to have the girls ready for.
Yep, we've been practicing for that, so hopefully we're all ready.
All right, best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Becky Kukowski, coach of the Hayward Hurricanes. We'll be back with the starting lineups, Hayward and Rice Lake. Section semifinal from Osceola, back after these messages on Magic 101.